जय राधा माधव पुण्य विहारी
And now chapter 3, the marriage of Sukanya and Chayavana Muni. Sri Shukdev Goswami continued, O King, Shariyati, another son of Manu, was a ruler completely aware of Vedic knowledge. He gave instructions about the functions for the second day of the yajna to be performed by the descendants of Angira. Shariyati had a beautiful lotus-eyed daughter named Sukanya, with whom he went to the forest to see the ashram of Chayavana Muni. While that Sukanya, surrounded by her friends, was collecting various types of fruits from the trees in the forest, she saw within the hole of an earthworm two things glowing like luminaries. As if induced by providence, the girl ignorantly pierced those two glowworms with a thorn, and when they were pierced, blood began to ooze out of them. Thereupon all the soldiers of Shariyati were immediately obstructed from passing urine and stool. Upon perceiving this, Shariyati spoke to his associates in surprise. He said, How strange it is that one of us has attempted to do something wrong to Chayavana Muni, the son of Bhrigu. It certainly appears that someone among us has polluted this ashram. Being very much afraid, the girl Sukanya said to her father, I have done something wrong, for I have ignorantly pierced these two luminous substances with a thorn. After hearing this statement by his daughter, King Shariyati was very much afraid. In various ways, he tried to appease Chayavana Muni, for it was he who sat within the hole of the earthworm. King Shariyati, being very contemplative, and thus understanding Chayavana Muni's purpose, gave his daughter in charity to the sage. Thus released from danger with great difficulty, he took permission from Chayavana Muni and returned home. Chayavana Muni was very irritable, but since Sukanya had gotten him as her husband, she dealt with him carefully, according to his mood. Knowing his mind, she performed service to him without being bewildered. Thereafter, some time having passed, the Ashvini Kumara brothers, the heavenly physicians, happened to come to Chayavana Muni's ashram. After offering them respectful obeisances, Chayavana Muni requested them to give him youthful life, for they were able to do so. Chayavana Muni said, Although you are ineligible to drink soma ras in sacrifices, I promise to give you a full pot of it. Kindly arrange beauty and youth for me, because they are attractive to young women. The great physicians, the Ashvini Kumaras, very gladly accepted Chayavana Muni's proposal. Thus they told the Brahmin, Just dive into this lake of successful life. One who bathes in this lake has his desires fulfilled. After saying this, the Ashvini Kumaras caught hold of Chayavana Muni, who was an old, diseased invalid with loose skin, white hair, and veins visible all over his body, and all three of them entered the lake. Thereafter, three men with very beautiful bodily features emerged from the lake. They were nicely dressed and decorated with earrings and garlands of lotuses. All of them were of the same standard of beauty. The chaste and very beautiful Sukanya could not distinguish her husband from the two Ashvini Kumaras, for they were equally beautiful. Not understanding who her real husband was, she took shelter of the Ashvini Kumaras. The Ashwini Kumaras were very pleased to see Sukanya's chastity and faithfulness. Thus they showed her Chayavana Muni, her husband, and after taking permission from him, they returned to the heavenly planets in their plane. Thereafter, King Shariyati, desiring to perform a sacrifice, went to the residence of Chayavana Muni. There he saw by the side of his daughter a very beautiful young man, as bright as the sun. After receiving obeisances from his daughter, the king, instead of offering blessings to her, appeared very displeased and spoke as follows,
"O unchaste girl, what is this that you have desired to do? You have cheated the most respectable husband, who is honored by everyone, for I see that because he was old, diseased, and therefore unattractive, you have left his company to accept as your husband this young man who appears to be a beggar from the street. Oh, my daughter, who were born in a respectable family, how have you degraded your consciousness in this way? How is it that you are shamelessly maintaining a paramour? You will thus degrade the dynasties of both your father and your husband to hellish life."
Sukanya, however, being very proud of her chastity, smiled upon hearing the rebukes of her father. She smilingly told him, "My dear father, this young man by my side is your actual son-in-law, the great sage Chayavana, who was born in the family of Bhrigu." Thus Sukanya explained how her husband had received the beautiful body of the young man. When the king heard this, he was very surprised, and in great pleasure he embraced his beloved daughter. Chayavana Muni, by his own prowess, enabled King Shariyati to perform the Soma Yajna. The Muni offered a full pot of Soma Ras to the Ashwini Kumaras, although they were unfit to drink it. King Indra, being perturbed and angry, wanted to kill Chayavana Muni, and therefore he impetuously took up his thunderbolt. But Chayavana Muni, by his powers, paralyzed Indra's arm that held the thunderbolt. Although the Ashwini Kumaras were only physicians, and were therefore excluded from drinking Soma Ras and sacrifices, the demigods agreed to allow them henceforward to drink it. King Shariyati begot three sons, named Uttanabari, Anarta, and Burishena. From Anarta came a son named Revata. O Maharaj Parikshit, subduer of enemies, this Revata constructed a kingdom known as Kushastali in the depths of the ocean. There he lived and ruled such tracts of land as Anarta, etc. He had 100 very nice sons, of whom the eldest was Kakudmi. Taking his own daughter, Revati, Kakudmi went to Lord Brahma in Brahmaloka, which is transcendental to the three modes of material nature, and inquired about a husband for her. When Kakudmi arrived there, Lord Brahma was engaged in hearing musical performances by the Gandharvas and had not a moment to talk with him. Therefore Kakudmi waited, and at the end of the musical performances he offered his obeisances to Lord Brahma and thus submitted his long-standing desire. After hearing his words, Lord Brahma, who is most powerful, laughed loudly and said to Kakudmi,
"O king, all those whom you may have decided within the core of your heart to accept as your son-in-law have passed away in the course of time. 27 Chatur Yugas have already passed. Those upon whom you may have decided are now gone, and so are their sons, grandsons, and other descendants. You cannot even hear about their names. O king, leave here and offer your daughter to Lord Baladev, who is still present. He is most powerful. Indeed, he is the supreme personality of Godhead, whose plenary portion is Lord Vishnu. Your daughter is fit to be given to him in charity. Lord Baladev is the supreme personality of Godhead. One who hears and chants about him is purified. Because he is always the well-wisher of all living entities, he has descended with all his paraphernalia to purify the entire world and lessen its burden." Thank you.
Having received this order from Lord Brahma, Kakudmi offered obeisances unto him and returned to his own residence. He then saw that his residence was vacant, having been abandoned by his brothers and other relatives, who were living in all directions because of fear of such higher living beings as the Yakshas. Thereafter the king gave his most beautiful daughter in charity to the supremely powerful Baladev, and then retired from worldly life and went to Bhadarik Ashram to please Naranarayan. Thus ends the third chapter of the ninth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Marriage of Sukanya and Chayavana Muni.